Today on Gardening in a Minute, peanut shells as mulch. Resourceful gardeners are always looking for ways to save money in the garden, including using recycled organic materials as mulch. You may have even heard that some gardeners use peanut shells as mulch. Peanut shells may seem like a good alternative mulch because they're affordable and fairly easy to get here in Florida. They also have high amounts of nitrogen and last for a long time before breaking down. However, peanut shells can carry certain fungal diseases and nematodes, tiny worm-like pests that can feed on the roots of your plants. So if you're looking for an affordable recycled mulch, it's better to skip the peanut shells. Instead, try using fallen leaves or recycled yard waste from your utility company. It's best to save the peanuts just for snacking. For more information about mulch and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida's Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, appealing bark. By choosing trees that have appealing bark, you can bring interesting dashes of color and texture to your garden during the winter months. Trees like Gumbo Limbo and Rainbow Eucalyptus have brightly colored bark that comes in shades of red, pink, green, and yellow. The river birch tree can provide nice textural interest because the outer bark strips off over time, exposing the cream-colored inner bark. Crepe myrtles are well known for their beautiful summer flowers, but they also have interesting peeling bark that is often quite colorful. Other trees with interesting bark include sycamore, Chinese elm, and flowering cherry. Add a few of these trees to your garden, and you won't mind seeing the leaves drop in the fall. For more information about trees and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, buying plants locally. With the rising trend in locally grown food, it's not surprising that gardeners are now interested in buying plants locally. One advantage is that plants grown in the Southeast are already adapted to our hot and humid growing conditions. This means that they have a better chance of survival and that you'll have the right plant in the right place. Also, locally grown plants don't have to travel very far to get from the grower to your neighborhood nursery. This saves on fuel and could save you money. Buying plants from Florida nurseries also means that you're supporting Florida's independent business owners. So the next time you shop for plants, check the plant tags or ask the sales staff for information on where the plants are grown. For more information on buying plants and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, passive solar heating. By taking advantage of passive solar heating, you can cut your energy bills in the winter. The trick is to allow the sun to warm your house for you. The sun drops towards the southern horizon in the winter, so you'll need to give it a clear view of the south side of your house. As the sun beats on the walls, it will warm your house. Having a tile, concrete, or stone floor can help store the solar energy that streams in through the windows. But in the summer, passive solar heating can work against us here in Florida by driving up our cooling bills. Planting deciduous trees along the west side of your property will help block the hot afternoon sun from heating your house. For more information about passive solar heating and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM. Today on Gardening in a Minute, bird feeders. Bird feeders can provide food for our feathered friends while providing you with a beautiful show. Your bird feeder can be designed to attract either a variety of species or just one. Select a tube, nectar, fruit, or hopper feeder, depending on the type of birds you're interested in seeing. The type of food you choose will also determine which birds visit. To attract orioles, thrashers, and bluebirds, put out fruit. Cardinals, titmice, and chickadees prefer sunflower seeds and safflower seeds. Put your bird feeder in a spot where you'll have a good view of all the activity. Place it at least 10 to 15 feet away from trees to help keep squirrels at bay, and be sure to clean your feeder often to prevent the spread of diseases. For more information about bird feeders and many other gardening topics, contact your county extension office or visit gardeninaminute.com. Gardening in a Minute is a production of the University of Florida Center for Landscape Conservation and Ecology, IFAS Extension, and WFTFM.